said she walks right in my dreams since I met her from the start. I'm so proud. 大家好，我是佳佳。
Hello, I'm Joy.
欢迎收听家里家外。
Welcome to 家里家外。
在中国过春节有一个非常重要的习俗，就是串门啊，我们会带上礼品去亲戚朋友家坐一坐呀，沟通沟通感情。
Well, yes, you know, many Chinese people have been very friendly and hospitable towards me, and many of my Chinese friends have invited me to visit them in their homes and have dinner with them.
但是呢，随着电话呀、短信、微信的普及，串门这种文化正在逐渐的消失。
I really think that this tradition is very good, and, you know, it's...quite disappointing to know that this tradition of just dropping by people's homes is gradually disappearing.
是啊，串门这种具有中国特色的传统文化呢，如果真的消失就太可惜了。我还记得小的时候，我家住在平房啊，放学之后呢就可以去啊走走啊串串啊，到了饭点了还能在别人家蹭个饭，就感觉跟谁都很熟，完全没有距离感。
Well, you know, as a young person, I recall stopping by, you know, family and friends' homes to spend time with them. And it really was nice to not have to call them and tell them that I was going to drop by their house. Nowadays, you know, many Americans are usually expected to inform their family and friends when they will stop by their houses.
我觉得说的太对了，就是 not have to call them, 完全不需要打招呼，然后想去谁家去谁家，这种感觉太好了。所以呢，今天我们就想跟大家来聊一聊串门，希望能够唤醒大家美好的回忆。
You know, that's a great topic. Let's start today's show.
Don't waste your time. 对于串门嘛，我最开始学到的一个短语就是 drop by, 它就可以指啊顺便走访。其实你会发现很多的教科书里呀，或者是字典里边都会有这样的解释。而且这个短语其实也比较好用的，你可以说 drop by at any time.
Another example, and how to use drop by would be, could I drop by this evening to pick up my Taobao items?
对，我有很多外国的朋友总是跟我说，能不能帮我去在淘宝上买这几样东西啊之类的。你也很喜欢淘宝是吧？
So I like Taobao, but I don't really speak Chinese that well or read it that well. So I sometimes get maybe a Chinese friend to help me to be able to make the order and all that.
对，这个就是 language barrier.
Yes.
对，会有一些语言上的问题。但是呢，我觉得淘宝真的是深受外国人的喜欢。哎，其实我也听到 drop in 这个词，也可以用这个词来表示串门拜访吗？
So drop in, example of how to use that would be, you can say I will drop in your class later. However, you should not say I will drop in your house, but I will drop by your house.
这两个句子我明白了，但是我还是不清楚他们的一些区别。这个 class 和 house, 它有很大的区别吗？
Yeah, I think many times, when you use drop in, that's when you're like in the same office or same building as someone, or even same house.You can use drop in, but let's say I'm going to go to your house. Well, I would say I will drop by your house, not drop in your house.
是这样的，就是说如果你想用 drop in, 它只能是在同一个空间里边，比如说一个大厦里边呀，或者是一个很大的 office 里边有不同的一些小的房间。但是如果是你想拜访谁的一个 house 的时候，就只能用 drop by.
Right.
好，那其实还有一个跟它很像的，就是 stop by, 这个也是串门，而且很好理解， stop 就是停下来嘛，所以停下来呢去人家坐一坐呀这样子。所以你可以这样说， Do you mind if I stop by later today?
No, I don't mind.
好，那我就去了。OK.
And another way to use stop by is, let's say that I made plans with my friend and we were supposed to have lunch together. And so I said, oh, I stopped by the noodle restaurant, but you weren't there.
嗯，我知道 Joy 非常喜欢吃 noodles.
Right. Oh, I like noodles. Very delicious.
嗯，啊，但是这个 stop by 和 drop by 有不一样的地方吗？
Drop by and stop by are the same. There's really no difference between the two.
嗯嗯，所以 stop by 和 drop by 用法是完全一样的。哎，我们经常会说去谁家串门，所以这样的话我们可以说 go around 吗？
Right, you wouldn't say go around anytime, but the right way to say may I go around your backyard or maybe you should go around the house. You can, that's how you would use go around, but don't say go around anytime.
所以 go around 在这里边不能作为拜访的意思啊，你可以说哦，我能去你家后院转转吗？就是走一走啊，转一转这样的意思，但是这里边就不可以用拜访。
So come around is another phrase that you can use. You could say, oh, you can come around anytime. So that means you can come to a place at any time that you want.
So
if a person says, come around anytime.
So come around 就相当于 drop by.
Right.
哦，对，所以呢，你这里边不可以用 go around, 但是可以用 come around. 我听到比较多的可以用 come by. 所以你可以说 come by anytime today.
Right, you can, another way to say come by would be, oh, should I come by your house today to pick up the gifts for the children?
哎，那你刚才提到了这个 gifts, 如果你去come by someone's house, 你会带什么样的礼物呢？
Oh, it just depends. I might bring...some chocolate chip cookies, which I love making those. Or I could bring chocolates. It depends on the person. If I know kind of what they like, then I will bring something that I know that they like.
所以一般都是吃的东西吗？
Sometimes I'll bring something to eat. A lot of times when you go to someone's house, like in America, you're expected to bring something, maybe something to eat or to drink. But sometimes people that invite you to have dinner with them will say, don't worry about bringing anything, just come.
所以你们会提前说就不需要带什么了，来就行了。所以
<Yeah.
S 2> 那你真的就不带了吗？
Right.
Right. 好吧。在中国我们也会这样说，但是我们还是会带。好。所以美国人更实在。用中文的话其实还有一种方式，我们经常会说哎，什么风把你吹来了，所以你觉得翻译成英语可以说 blow around 吗？
Right, we don't have this phrase blow around. I think sometimes you can't translate things exactly. But yeah, in English it doesn't really make sense.
所以呢千万不要乱翻译。那今天我们讲了很多呢都是跟串门相关的一些短语，当然希望这种文化呢继续保持下去，我觉得这是一个非常好的有中国特色的一个传统。
Right, well it's been great talking with you about dropping in or drop by, and I hope I can drop by your house one day.
当然了 welcome。好，那今天的节目就到这里，喜欢就关注家里家外吧，感谢你的收听，下次见咯。
I'll see you next time. You keep dreaming.